The latest statistics from the government contain good news and bad news about crime. Overall, violent crime is declining, so is property crime, but the murder rate is up slightly.
North Dakota is statistically the safest state in the country, but it still faces problems with drug abuse and violence. As part of a series of reports on law enforcement around the country, NPR's Howard Berkus has this profile of one rural North Dakota sheriff.
Crime seems relatively benign in the basement break room of the Williams County Law Enforcement Center in Williston, North Dakota.
Captain? Morning, Sheriff.
Town and state police and the sheriff and some deputies sip coffee, rib each other, and chat about the latest crime in a morning ritual called the Bull Session.
For the burglaries? For the burglaries?
No.
No, two of them called back and want to be re-interviewed. They just didn't quite tell the truth, and they've thought about it. So we're going to re-interview them today, and then we'll cut the complaints.
Now that's North Dakota Nice. Suspects so polite they call back to say they lied. There's also talk of kids smashing beer bottles in the street and the legal size of moose antlers brought in from Canada. But there is more sinister crime, notes Sheriff Scott Bushing, a 22-year veteran of the Williams County Sheriff's Office.
The hard drugs that we have around here now that were pretty much unheard of 20, 25 years ago, where we have the prevalence of methamphetamine now, and the fact that just about every major crime we've done here in the last 2 years, I'd say 90% of them somehow are meth-related.
Methamphetamine is a highly addictive stimulant easily manufactured in rural places. Abandoned farmhouses are used for hidden meth labs, and common farm chemicals are used to make the drug. Williams County had 69 meth lab busts last year, a North Dakota record. There were also 4 auto thefts, 9 burglaries, 22 assaults, and 2 robberies, but no homicides. Chicago had twice as many murders last year as all of North Dakota for the last 25 years combined.
I'm going to go down and talk to Mitch and Watford. I'll be back shortly.
Sheriff Bushing offers to give us a deeper sense of rural policing, so we follow his hefty 6-foot frame out to the parking lot and into a brown 4-wheel drive Suburban.
All of our vehicles, like our patrol vehicles, all 4-wheel drive. Because 9 months out of the year we're either mud or snow, and because some of the places that we have to get are almost inaccessible with anything else. The ranch is down along the river bottoms.
Williams County is almost as far north and west as North Dakota gets.
Along the river, it's mostly bluffs and buttes, fairly rough country, and as farther you go north, it flattens out into just rolling fields. It's agricultural and oil-based. Lots of cows. A lot more cows in the county than there are folks. Yeah, it's pretty sparse.
The sheriff and 11 deputies patrol 2,000 square miles of the county, which has people spread out at the rate of 4 per square mile.
We're going down to Watford City. It's about 45 miles to the south-southeast of us. And we're going to talk to Mitch and Sachs, who's the director of a multi-county social services program. 45 miles, that's nothing. That's people around here got to go 45 miles to get milk sometimes.
Scott Bushing looks like an old-time Western sheriff. Cowboy boots, thick arms, a gold star-shaped badge, a mustache curves around the corners of his mouth, a cowboy hat hangs from the ceiling of the Chevy. That's for special occasions, he says. But it's been a long time since a six-shooter was his main means of defense.
Now, if you look in my car and dig around far enough, you're going to find pepper spray. You're going to find a taser. You look in the back a little farther, you'll find a shotgun, which we've always had, but right next to the shotgun is a fully automatic rifle. Body armor. You know, we never thought of that stuff 25 years ago. We didn't need it.
Why are those things necessary now?
Well, just because of the propensity towards violence and you know, 25 years ago, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. I was carrying 40 less pounds. Damn good shot, you know, not too far out of serving some time with the 82nd Airborne Division. You couldn't hurt me. You can now. I know you can now. And I've decided that I kind of like staying alive, and I want my folks to stay alive, too.
Methamphetamine makes suspects more violent, Bushing says. And he and his deputies are kicking in more doors as they encounter more meth labs. Despite the growing threats and hardened weapons, Bushing's approach has softened.
You know, if you were using dope, you went in the back seat of the car and you went to jail, and we did everything we could to keep you there. Cuff them and stuff them, that was it. Defense attorneys, mental health workers, and social workers are all a bunch of panty-waist do-gooders that we didn't have a whole lot of time for. So there was a lot of animosity 25 years ago. We've come to understand that we get better results if we work together rather than work against each other.
Now, deputies meet with social workers and defense attorneys, blending treatment and prosecution. Sheriff Bushing pins his transformation on the familiarity rural places breed.
When meth started eking around the corner and I started seeing what it was doing to people and their families and their lifestyle, and watching the systematic deterioration of that individual, I went, wait a minute. And I saw some people that I knew very well that just surprised the hell out of me. When the information came in, I just sat down at my desk and I go, you got to be kidding me. Him? I mean, him? Yep. We got him, Chief. And so I saw, quote unquote, good people getting snapped up by this. And I thought that, wait a minute, we really need to do something different.
This is Watford City?
This is Watford City, beautiful downtown Watford City, edge of the Badlands.
We turn off Main Street and into a neighborhood of ranch homes with neat lawns. And as we navigate, Bushing recalls a shooting here almost a decade ago in which a drunk killed a town policeman.
For stupid, for no reason. Guy went in the bar and started raising hell and went back to his pickup and got his 30-30 and went back in the bar and fired a couple shots. And when the police officer walked in the door, he just nailed him. All done. The guy was nuts. There's probably been shots fired in all the bars around here. You just walk in and take the gun away from him. You don't expect to get shot. You know, that changed a lot of us. It taught us a valuable lesson.
And that reinforces a rural law enforcement rule. Assume everyone's got a gun. Gun ownership is high in rural places, but crimes with guns are relatively rare, even as they rise with meth, and even with the occasional crazed drunk in a bar.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Mitch and Sachs.
Sheriff Bushing wants us to meet social worker Mitch and Sachs because she's worked the treatment side of rural crime for more years than she really wants to say. Sachs notes that alcohol abuse and underage drinking are the biggest local problems. They're at the root of common crimes, including disorderly conduct, vandalism, child and spouse abuse, and driving under the influence. But drugs, she says, have really changed the sense of trust in the nation's safest state.
We lock our doors. I carry my purse under my arm. I lock my car door. I don't leave things in my cars because I don't want it to be stolen, because I know if kids are looking for a means to buy drugs, they're going to steal.
Don't misunderstand, Sachs adds. It's still a great place to live, a great place for kids. But she acknowledges that it's not idyllic for everyone.
I had a mother who would say to me periodically, why don't you go outside and lie on the grass and look at the clouds and see what you see? And how many kids get to do that today, and what a wonderful memory that is. And maybe people don't feel that security that Scott and I obviously felt when we were being raised. We weren't threatened by X number of things, and these people are threatened. They may not have secure income. They may not have a secure family environment.
McKenzie, SO 4780. Negative contact.
Back in his patrol car, Sheriff Bushing tries to contact a neighboring sheriff. Buttes and ravines can make radio and cell phone contact intermittent. Patrol car laptops are planned, but wireless access is not available countywide yet. That and the vast size of the county can make responses to crime slow and solitary.
I know in some of the cities they have a response time of 2 minutes or less. Here it may be, you know, an hour. Your backup, if you get into something, we have single deputy units. And if you call for backup, he may be anywhere from 20 to 55 miles away. It's a big county, a lot of area to cover. Yellow. Yeah.
Deputies are likely to know the people they're called to help or apprehend, and they're well known too. Back in his office, Sheriff Bushing notes that his home phone number's in the phone book. He gets calls at home and gets pigeonholed at the grocery store, whether he's on duty or not.
sitting around talking with some of the bigger city guys, they're not really on the street working as a cop. They've lost contact with the public. And they have to get their job done that way. They have people do that for them. We can't afford to do that here. There are a lot of people that call this office and want to talk to the sheriff about beaver chewing their trees down someplace. They want to talk to me because I'm the one they elected. Well, I take those kind of calls.
The stream of mundane calls, the intimacy of the county, and the long wait for backup add up to Bushing's biggest fear, a complacency that can leave deputies vulnerable, like the officer shot down in a bar.
Some of the officers have the feeling that it's not going to happen to me, and there's a fine line between preparedness and paranoia, and I think you should walk that line. And I think because it doesn't happen that often with us up there, that we're not ready for it when it does. And that, I'm afraid, you know, just comes with the territory.
The territory won't be Bushing's forever. He's eligible for retirement in 3 years, and about half his department is over 50 years old.
We started here together. We're walking out together. But you're going to get some young blood in there. Some of us are pretty ingrained, you know. You can always tell a sheriff, but you can't tell him much.
Have you figured out when you're going to retire?
No. I'm still having fun, so I'm just going to keep at her. Tell her run me off or vote somebody else in.
Sheriff Scott Bushing of Williams County, North Dakota, is up for re-election to a third term in 2006. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
You can hear more about policing rural America at our website, npr.org.
In part two of our series, we'll hit streets with police in Chicago.
This is a job that goes from absolute doldrums to a heart rate of 200 beats a second. It's just, you never know what you're getting. And maybe that's one of the nice things about the job.
Policing urban America when our series continues next week.